I was doing a solo album with David. It was a single album.
Uh-huh.
It was on, I think, Full Moon Epic Records. And David was the producer on it, and we'd written some stuff on the record. Mostly what we cut on that record was stuff that, just as friends, I'd send him, hey, what do you think of this? You know, piano vocals that I'd done. And we kind of took a took choices in all of that material. And, you know, picked out everything. He thought we kind of had a record, and then David came in and said, man, I think I got a better song. And he played it for me. You know, all he had was the, after the love is gone. He had that kind of lyric kind of in place.
Right.
And I had to kind of do the rest of it. I said, hey, Dave, what do you say you put it on a cassette so I can, you know, I can write the melodies and all the other stuff.
He said, right.
No, I got to teach it to you. It took me longer to learn the piano part than it did to write all the lyrics and melodies. He's such a great piano player. And that really turned out to be a really great thing. It was just, you know, he was working as a piano player for, just as a session guy for Maurice White and Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Right.
And he just, you know, while they were rolling the tape back, he happened to be playing the song, and Maurice went, whoa, what's that? I got to hear it.
Uh-huh.
So I think he had a cassette of my version of it. And he says, hey, if Bill will agree to not release it on his record, we'll cut it and release it.
Right.
And I went, okay, let's do that. Let's make that happen.
Uh-huh.
And they actually wanted two or three other songs off my album, and I said, nah. Let's just leave it with the one song. I've been kicking myself for that for years.
Oh, you mean they would have...
My record...
They wanted to cut one or two more of your songs from that time, and you told them no?
Yeah, I said no. I mean, I was making a record. I mean, I just spent a whole bunch of time cutting the stuff, and I thought my record had a shot.
Right.
No, you know, nothing like Earth, Wind, and Fire. I mean, as it is, they you know, CBS or Sony or whatever you want to call them these days, they didn't really hear... After the Love is a single, but David happened to be in New York. I think he was producing Hall & Oates along the Red Ledge record. And every morning before his sessions, he'd go over to CBS and just knock on doors and just go, you've got to release this as a single.
Right.
And eventually, I think they released it just to get David out of their face. And kaboom, the thing went through the roof.
Right, right.